Now for a story of a secret rescue from Syria. Earlier this year, the Halabi family, as they've been called to protect their identities, were reportedly the last Jews living in Aleppo. They made a treacherous journey out of destruction, and the idea was to get them into Israel. Mariam Halabi and her daughter Sarah were able to get visas, but her other daughter Gilda could not. She converted to Islam to marry her husband Khalid, who has three children from a previous marriage, and the Jewish agency said she does not qualify for immediate entry. Israeli-American businessman Moti Kahana is the man behind the secret mission. He joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, and good morning.
How did you get out a family that includes an 88-year-old woman and three children out of Syria?
Well, it was not an easy journey. We had to start with a passport. Passport was not easy things to get. This country is in a war. And talked to the family inside. We told them in the next few days, we're going to get you out. And we knew ICE is getting closer. The area is, you know, they became like more front line, closer to the front line every day. And we'd contact our guys inside. It's not Moti Kahana went inside, put them on my back and carried them across the border. It's really the people of Syria, the moderate Muslim, the moderate Syrian opposition. They are the one to help to save the Jews.
So they come out of their door. There's a knock on the door. They come out. They what, bound into a minivan? And then how do they get to Israel?
Well, they didn't actually come out. We want them to come out.
Well, because a knock on the door, on the door of a Jewish family in Aleppo, wouldn't necessarily mean good news.
Our guys dress in intelligence services. They got scared for a minute. They didn't know who's coming in.
Yeah.
We got everybody in the car, and we start driving. And then we told them, Eli is the brother in Brooklyn. Eli sent us to get you out. Then they knew. Eli was the code, pretty much. They knew the son is sending help to get the family out. Now we had to cross, get out of the Assad regime area, and then cross to the opposition area. And when you crossed that part, went to the opposition area, that was a little bit easier because our guys already knew what to do at that point.
Yeah. Can I ask you bluntly, how much does an operation like this cost to get a family out of Syria?
That family was right around $15,000.
$15,000?
Right below that, a little bit below 15.
You've done this before, haven't you, Mr. Kahana?
Yeah, I've been around the block. Did it. I did it before, yeah. I love every second of it. I did, you know, I helped, by the way, not only Jews. I did help with Muslim family, with even Palestinian from Yarmouk camp.
And why?
Why? Why? Because the right thing to do. You know, all my life I was a businessman. About almost 5 years ago, I visited the Holocaust Museum in Israel. That kind of started the whole thing. You know, I really realized in that, when I looked at those pictures on the wall and the stories, I got very emotional. You ask me why? Because we said never again, that's why. And again, not only to Jews, to any other people as well.
My understanding is the Jewish agency in Israel has said that the daughter known as Gilda cannot enter because she is married to Khalid. He is a Muslim. She converted to Islam to marry him. Aren't there other ways of them getting into Israel?
Well, I will start first. When you're in Syria as a Jew and you marry a non-Jew, a Muslim guy, you have to sign a documentation to convert to Islam. She did not convert it to Islam. She signed paperwork because that's the law. Yes, the Israeli could definitely use other means to get the family to Israel, include the Muslim husband and his three kids. Let's start with the tourist visa.
A tourist visa?
Yeah, just a tourist visa. What's wrong with a tourist visa?
You're still involved with them?
I'm still involved, yes. I don't quit. I get my mission done.
Moti Kahana.
Yes, sir.
Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.